And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way. We're live here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup on the Freelance Show. Joined now by our good buddy Doug Kern from Fisherman's Lining Tackle. We're hanging out. We're talking fishing. So now not only do you have a chance to talk to the guru of swim baits, but also the guru of tackle with Doug in here. So, yeah, we're having a lot of fun. And, again, Corey, like we were saying, this 2 hours is just about you, just having fun and talking fishing on whatever it is that you want to hear or you want to talk about, you got questions for. The show is for the audience.
I know. It's so cool, right? I mean, it's fun when we do this, and you want to give us a shout and be a part of the show, it's 213-432-1090. That's the way to get in on the line, or you can text us, which has been a huge part of the show if you don't want to wait on hold and wait to get on. And, you know, you're not part of the prize, chances of winning the prize for the day, but send us a text via the app. Just go on, make sure you leave your name and where you're from so we can read it that way.
There's a great text that came through and a perfect for Doug to answer. So this is from Garrett calling from Canoga Park. I'm on my way down to the Fisherman's Landing sale. If I had no setup and I owned no tackle and I had $650 in my pocket and I was heading down and I'm heading down to the Fisherman's Landing sale, what would you get to handle some bluefin and yellowfin cover, bluefin and yellowtail coming up this year?
Yep. Number one, I think he's heading in the right direction.
Set a course for south and put the autopilot on. there's a lot of good choices, and when you get here, definitely our guys or myself will get with you and ask you a few follow-up questions. But, you know, if it's yellowtail and bluefin, I'm assuming that you're talking about that school-sized fish from 10 to 50 pounds, maybe a snag an 80-pounder and still can, you know, get a chance for that. And for that $650 price point, there's definitely some stuff, especially with some of the discounts.
Right.
That'll get you to stretch your dollar a little bit further. But either a 7 to 8 foot rod that probably is going to, you know, be capable of fishing that 25, 30, and 40-pound, you know, like a 30-pound rod, meaning you'd probably put 50 or 65 Spectra on the reel and then put some kind of a short or long top shot mono or fluorocarbon that might be around 30-pound test, but as conditions change, then you can swap out your top shot. And so we've got, you know, all the major brands of rods. So the California-made rods are going to be, you know, your CalStar, your United Composites, your Seeker. And then you've got, you know, the big reel companies all make very appropriate West Coast style rods. So Shimano Terramars and the Phoenix rods and Okuma and Daiwa and just right on down the list. So we'll help you pick a good one there. And then as far as the reel goes, you know, you're kind of in that in-between area where you could go a star drag or a lever drag. So, you know, if you went with a star drag, maybe a Torium or Saltus style reel, something like that. If you went with the lever drag in that price point, it's probably going to end up being a Pen Fathom. You know, so those reels are all in that 2-something to 3-something range. But those rods could, you know, get into that $300 range. You know, even the American-made rods are going to be a little bit more, so you'd have to go with the fiberglass. But again, when you get down to the landing, we'll pull out a few options, let you pull on them, see what you're comfortable with. If some people, you know, aren't comfortable with an 8-foot rod, but other people, that's like mandatory for myself to be able to cast your Colt Sniper, your live bait, whatever it is. I prefer the 8-foot rod. Doesn't hurt you when you're winding in the fish because you're only on 30-pound test. It's not like you're on, you know, 60 or 80-pound line where it's gonna kick your tail a little bit. So anyway, that's just a rough overview, and then we'll dial in the specifics when you get here. And, you know, it's funny, you're coming from there. We had people all the way from Santa Barbara yesterday, I think everybody, you know, just took a little road trip down the coast. It was a beautiful day, and obviously today the same thing's happening. You know, it's
that's awesome,
not,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's not that far away from
it isn't.
You know, the LA zone and certainly the Orange County zone, and you know, we had all our local San Diego guys here too. So
it's fun that it really is. The spring sale really is playing out like the first 2 days of Fred Hall normally do. So opening day Wednesday is just the craziness at the Long Beach show. I mean, it's just people are running down the aisle to get the hottest, freshest deal before the thing that there's only a few of sells out. And that's how yesterday went. It was like crazy rush out of the gates and stayed busy and normal all day long and fun. And then at Long Beach, the Thursday, which would be the next day, is like the more mellow paced day. Like, you stay busy all day, but like it allows you to spend a lot more time to discuss rods and discuss reels, and you get to go over things more in depth, where the beginning of Wednesday, you're just a cashier, you know, can you give me this reel? Yeah, here you go, bro, get in line, you know, that craziness. And it feels exactly like that's how the spring sale is going. Yesterday was just the pandemonium crazy, and today, I mean, all the guys are busy, but it's, you know, you get one-on-one time, and, you know, you get the experience that Fisherman's Landing, you know, is known for kicking out.
It's been fun to watch all these years up at Long Beach, because, you know, Wednesday did become, it didn't used to be that way. Saturday was always the busy day, and then people realized, okay, some of this stuff sells out, so I got to get there, and they're just insatiable to get the deals. But then Thursday used to be crazy slow. But Thursday kind of turned into one of the better days, because the guys that are coming up to buy a fair amount of gear, they want to be able to spend time, and they know it was a little slower, that they didn't want to be in the craziness on Wednesday. So they'll spend an hour with somebody dialing in the rods and the reels and the jigs and the line and getting everything, you know, spooled up. And so it definitely morphed into that Thursday up there. And I have a feeling today's going to be that way too. Some guys are going to come that didn't want to be in the crazy hustle bustle, but they want to get, you know, a little more one-on-one time with the boys there.
Yesterday I noticed a lot of, like, bluefin seminars going on in the shop. Guys, you know, a lot of people wanting to get dialed in on their private boat or even sport boat, but a lot of private boat dialed in, I'm ready to go get my big bluefin. You know, yeah. It was been a couple years into it and been reading in this, and a lot of, you know, big 50-sized reels, big heavy-duty rods, you know, the kites themselves, the clips, and then the, you know, okay, how do I fly it, and where do I go, and do I need a kite, rod, and reel to fly with, and do I need to buy an electric, or can I just use my rock cod rig? And there was lots of that kind of stuff going on yesterday. I mean, I saw multiple times, you know, the big 50s on the line machine getting all spun up with line, and the full kite seminars going on. It was really cool.
So cool.
It was really fun. Well, the phones are packed. Doug, can you hang with us for a little bit while we...
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right, cool. Let's do it.
Sounds great.
Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Dave. Dave, calling from ANZA. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. See, I got a little field report for you right now. I'm up in northern Nevada right now. We came up here in the RV last week to visit family, and coming up here, we did the Highway 395 all the way up through the east side of the Sierras. Now, you know, next month is the opener of the trout season, so wanted to let you know what conditions are like up there. Crowley Lake is ice-free right now, and there's very little, if any, snow along the shoreline, so I know things can change really quick, and they're expecting some storms this week, but right now that lake looks really accessible. So, and then, of course, your higher lakes, Convict Lake, that's snow covered up there, Mammoth Lakes Basin, you know, the road up to the Mammoth Lakes is closed, and also the June Lake Loop Road is also closed right now. But, you know, it's not like one of those years we had a couple years ago where there was 700 inches of snow and nobody could get in anywhere. In fact, even the farther up the line around Bridgeport Reservoir is about 30% ice covered, but still a lot of sun on it, so it looks like it'll be breaking up too. So anyhow, I'm looking forward to getting up there early season, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty good access for the start of the season this year.
Man, that's some great report, Dave. Appreciate it. And yeah, sounds like we're going to get a nice early start to things, and, you know, like you say, the traditional opening season is not too far away.
Yes. Yeah, well, I look for a real good opener up there, and hopefully they're stocking a lot of fish. I know they had some problems last year with some of the hatcheries with a bacteria infection they had and all, but looks like it's going to be a good year. We're going to be able to get up there. Good access to it.
Right on, buddy. Well, great job. We appreciate the little heads up, Dave. And, yeah, good luck on your trip. And hopefully you guys find some biting trout on your RV trip. Thanks very much. We're going to go to a guy that is very fond of that little zone up there on the 395. And that's our good buddy Bart Hall is on the line right now. What's up, Bart?
Hey. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning. Listen, Corey, you're late for your seminar. Get over there right now.
I know it. Trust me. My palms are sweaty thinking about you. You've got
somebody at the front that wants to get in.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
I got a black carpet here, Bart. We were supposed to have blue. Could you give me a hand with that?
Actually, Sunday, Bart, we would hear your voice on the loudspeaker about 2 p.m. warning everybody not to pack up their booth early.
Do not pack up your booth early.
The show is open until 7 o'clock. All exhibitors must maintain their booth until 7 o'clock.
Jack from Accurate Rule still in full effect.
Yeah.
Make sure your lights are turned off on your booth before you exit the show.
Hey, Bart, our electricity's not working. Can you send somebody over?
Yeah.
We miss you, buddy.
Hey, listen, I miss all of you. This is fun, though, to listen to you guys doing it. Thanks for doing this, guys. This was really – I was in yesterday, Doug. You weren't – I mean, yeah, I was in there for a little while, and it was really nice.
I heard, it just made it all the more appropriate for the weekend that we're in. It's been a very bizarre week. Everybody that does this knows that it's just a weird feeling. But anyway, as soon as you know this week passes, then we'll look forward to the bluefin and the yellowtail and get that part of our season going.
Great, 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 great. Well, anyway, keep going. Show doesn't close till 7.
This one closes at 6.
Ours closes at 6.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Bart, it was a lot of fun seeing you and Jeannie yesterday, and there's definitely a little part of us all missing our favorite place to be this weekend, but it was really fun to get to see you guys yesterday, and you know what, after Dave's last call, we'll just look forward to some good trout fishing in the Sierras.
Yeah, me too. I love it up here, you know that.
Yep.
Yeah, we okay. do. All right, Bart. Well, we sure appreciate everything, buddy, and that was a lot of fun. Thanks for the phone call.
Bye-bye.
See you, Bart.
Right, thanks a lot for that.
That's great memories, right, of the show.
Man, that just completes the circle, right?
Oh,
totally.
And hearing his voice come on about 2 o'clock,
gosh, right?
Reminder to the exhibitors, you are not not to be packing up.
Anybody that's a part of the show is lapping their rear off right now because they know it. All right, let's jump back into it, Rick. Let's talk to Don. Don Cole from Woodland Hills. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call this morning. Corey, you're right on about the Grunion Run. It starts next weekend. So
see, how about that? Right on target. Hey, I'm telling you, it is no doubt. It's not even a joke that as soon as that stuff starts up, you got to remember, it's not just then. It's the month leading up to the precursor of that, where the surf fishing and the San Diego Bay, and it could be Newport Harbor, Long Beach Harbor, all that stuff starts perking up.
Fish know that dinner bell is starting to ring.
I'm telling you, you can see the passion in me right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that's cool.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Hey, guys, question for you. With the bluefin season coming up, hopefully, I want to try something a little different. So I need your guidance here. I want to pick up a DTX minnow for trolling, you know, deep, you know, kind of that 20 to 30 foot depth instead of on the surface. So I'm curious, how would you suggest rigging that up?
I probably just put some kind of a fluorocarbon leader on there just for the chafing on the gill plates or maybe even the teeth. It's not as likely, but a lot of times you'll hook them on the outside of the mouth with at least one of the hooks, and then you know your line can start rubbing on their body or their gill plates. So, but you've got to be a little bit mindful that those things can't carry a super heavy leader. So I mean, normally we'd say just throw some two or three hundred pound on there, but you're going to have to maybe experiment a little bit, make sure that thing is running with whatever leader you put on there. Maybe about a 3-foot leader. I might suggest starting with a 130-pound leader and then go up or down from there to, you know, 100 or 200. When we rig the DTXs, a lot of times, and what size did you say you were going to try?
Like the 200 or the 160? I'm open to a recommendation. I was thinking, you know, the 6 or 8 inch.
Yeah. So I think that my recommendation probably stands. You might want to make up some leaders ahead of time with a heavy duty split ring, like a number 9 owner split ring, and just have them ready to go, and then put the jig in the water and make sure that it's swimming straight and not popping up to the surface or something. When we rig the bigger ones, you know, the 200 or the, you know, the, even the 220, we have to go down to 175 wire a lot of times to get it to swim properly. So I'm guessing that the fluorocarbon leader is going to be a similar dynamic. So I would probably have 100, 130, and a 200-pound leader, and then go with the heaviest one that you can get that jig to swim.
I was going to throw one more thing in there, is that although those are great jigs and they swim well, they are pretty particular about the type of rigging you can use on them, just like Doug's saying, to get them to swim. And I really like, you kind of need to avoid the more traditional trolling setup of having the snap swivel onto the jig. Like your rigging needs to be relatively direct, whether it's just a secondary split ring or just a loop that's just crimped right on to the jig itself. Those things like to have really clean rigging. They don't run nearly as good with snaps and, you know, hook keepers and that kind of stuff.
Which is interesting, because I would think it would have more play and more room to move, right? But it doesn't.
Logic would
doesn't
totally
pan out that way.
Logic just would totally think that way, and okay. you're absolutely right. But they just don't. They don't like to run. They really like to run with, you know. I like a little like Teflon loop chafe protector, yeah, crimped right to that thing. That's what makes those things run the
and
best.
And I bring that up because there's guys thinking like me, you know.
Sure,
like,
totally.
Yeah, right. That's good stuff, Don. And you have those on sale, I assume, at the
You know, I don't know specifically.
20% off Nomads.
Yeah, 20% off all Nomads.
I rang up about 4,000 of them yesterday.
Okay,
so I'm very certain of it. Jerk baits, stick baits, and DTX minnows, they're all 20% off, and they were flying yesterday.
Holy smokes.
Don, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy.
So somebody going on like a Cedros trip this year, may
big time.
Like the hard baits, 20% like Colt Sniper.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The big one too for us was a lot of, you know, that larger size, the DTX 200 and 220 has really become a very popular Wahoo trolling lure, and they get bit fantastic, but their longevity isn't great. And so there were a lot of guys, you know, buying two or three of those things. You know, hey, I go through a couple of my long-range trips. So that was the big hit yesterday. Lots of guys kind of scooping those things up.
Right.
It was fun.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
All right, well, I had a fun text come through, and this would be a really good one for both Corey and for Doug. This was from Mike in Gardena. It says, if you could choose one reel as your surface iron jig reel and a 9 or 10-foot stick to go with it, what would you guys like? I typically fish for big bass and for yellowtail.
What? You jump in there first, Corey.
You want me to go first? Definitely the Tranks, okay? Whether it's, you can go as small as a 300. I'd probably prefer the 400. And surface iron, see, from a skiff, it's totally different from a sport boat and skiff, and I'm more of a skiff guy. I'm not using a 10-foot rod. I'd be the 8-foot rod guy, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, I want to sneak up on the fish, and I want to, you know, on a sport boat, you got to make that long cast. That's what you got to do, you know. And from a private boat, I want all that to happen close to the boat so I can wrangle his rear to the boat. You know what I mean? Before he gets me in the kelp. So I'm trying to dictate the cast to dictate the bite so it's closer to the boat. And I would say an 8-foot rod, but definitely between you, it's a Tranks 300 or 400.
Yep. I mean, for the bass fishing and smaller surface irons, I could go with a 400.
Yeah.
There's two reels that I like for surface iron fishing. It's going to be a Trinidad 20, a Tranks 500. I like to back it up with 65-pound Spectra, leaving enough room for at least a 75 to 125-foot top shot of 40-pound mono. And as far as the rod goes, I'm a 10-foot or bust guy. Unless it's bluefin, I'll go down to an 8 or 9. But I love the CalStar 100 mag. I love the 100 J, which is the fiberglass kind of original version. It's very appropriate to go with a 9-foot rod, like a GG 90 J would be like a premier type rod. Mm-hmm. I'm only throwing out CalSTAR numbers, but Seeker, United Composites, Phoenix, the Terramar rods, they all come in 9 and 10 foot versions. So again, if you find yourself in our store, we can go through that whole, you know, basically a seminar with you and educate you on the pros and cons. You can get the feel. You know, some people want the fiberglass because it casts a certain way, but other people think they're too heavy. Some people can't fathom going with a 10-foot rod, and they go down to an 8 or a 9. So, you know, you can put them all in your hand. We can describe the differences, and then, you know, you look at the prices. Might go from $250 to, you know, $600. So there's a lot of variables there. But that's, for me, that's the go-to.
I think what's important I'll lay out there is surface iron fishing and mono and that stretch and that whole thing. But your worst enemy is going to be a graphite rod, really. And that's... It's just too stout, I think, personally. And I think the what you're laying out is CalSTAR, Seeker, Terramar, they all have that little, even when loaded up with a 40-pound fish, there's still a nice even bend through the rod.
Yeah, they have a parabolic style curve.
Yes,
yes. You have to have something that doesn't snap the jig, or the jig will, the trajectory will be flat or even a little downward. You want it to arc a little bit up in a nice, you know, upward arc, not popping it up, but you've got to have something that bends and then releases
during the cast, but also while fighting a fish. And it's tough to describe over the radio, but very easy if you came down today to be able to be shown.
And a few years ago, I would be in complete agreement, and still am, on an all graphite rod. I don't like that for jig casting, but in the last few years, a lot of those composite jig rods have just made a world, and I was that way. I was a straight fiberglass, no matter what. That rod loads the best, so that's why I want it. My favorite jig rod now is a graphite and fiberglass composite rod. And, you know, worked in a tackle store my whole life, and we have access to everything. And my favorite is a CalSTAR. I like that GF 100 mag, and it's got a fair amount of graphite in it, which I never liked. But the release is really good, and it's relatively parabolic for a rod that's got graphite, but it's really light, and it has really good lifting power. And with a 10-foot rod on my skiff, I hook a fish, and I like to put my foot on my gunwale, which brings my knee kind of closer to my chest, and I rest the front little Turk's head right on top of my knee, and that rod loads up super easy. And because it's got that graphite, like, that graphite wants to be straight more than fiberglass does, and it does most of the lifting of the fish for me. Like, I don't pull on that rod a ton. I hook my fish, and I pull on it for a while. When the thing goes straight up and down, I just set my knee up, or put my foot flat on the gunwale, and I put the rod on the knee, and I turn the handle, and the rod tip buries all the way down to the water, and you just watch it lift up 6 or 8 inches because that graphite is now lifting the fish. And I take a couple turns, and it does it again, and it does it again, and it does it again, and next thing you know, the fish is at color, and you finish it off.
But it's important what you're laying out. The rod tip is bending in the water.
Big time.
And it's still, they've found a way to feather the graphite
from
the butt being solid, probably graphite, to feathering it toward the top.
That's
softening it toward the tip.
Totally.
Yeah, it is. And
I love this talk.
You know, to go to the bass side of it, because he said yellowtail and bass, I can use that 40-pound outfit for bass.
Absolutely.
But if I'm going straight bass fishing, I'll lighten things up a little bit. And you can downsize your jig. I like a 45 or even a 40 size jig. A 7X will work just fine, but, you know, they like a little slower presentation as well. So you could go down to that Tranx 400 and a little lighter line and a little smaller jig, and, you know, but then it doesn't carry over as well to the yellow side.
You get me so worked up because we're only a short distance away from all of this.
Totally.
I'm looking at Point Loma right now salivating.
I'm telling
you. Literally.
Yes. And this marine layer is a big part of our spring.
You're talking about skiff fishing. I can see Doug's skiff from right here.
Hello. We could be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right. Well, I guess the boys are going to have to finish the sail without us.
Oh, well.
Well, that's a great one. Great text. Corey, why don't we jump back into the show?
Oh, let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Mike. Mike from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. This is another rigging question. You said in the past, I believe, that you replace the hooks on the flat fall if you're going for the bigger bluefin with a heavier assist type of hook system. With that being said, I'm looking at this week's Western Outdoor Edition, and they're showing the Gamagatsu new rigging assist hooks. How do you attach that system with a solid ring hook to the flat wall that's already has a two loops on the end?
So I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure on the configuration of which Gamakatsu you're looking at, but they are increasing the number of various hooks that they have in that assist hook world. And we tend to use a split ring that goes onto the solid ring, and then we attach that to the, you know, the ring at the end of the flat fall. And when you're talking big bluefin, you've got to make sure that, number one, the spectra that attaches the hook is heavy enough that it doesn't chafe off. And so, again, I don't want to give any false information because I'm not sure which Gamakatsu you're talking about, but so many of the hooks that are available as assist hooks were never made to catch a 300-pound tuna that has, you know, sharp teeth like that. So you've got to get an assist hook that has a very beefy, heavy, you know, 1,000-pound test almost, you know, braided-style spectra. And we usually put two individual hooks on the bottom of the flat fall jig. So to throw the one out that we've been using, it's the Mustad J-Assist, and I believe it's the J-Assist 2 that we carry, mainly just because of that spectra that's attached to the hook is so beefy that we don't ever chafe off a fish. And then we use a number 9 slip ring like we talked about before. It's, I don't know, like a million-pound test or something. You're never going to straighten it.
I
think it's 170. But
I always joke about that, too. Like somebody will see, well, like, oh, it's a 170-pound split ring, and I'm going to try and catch a 300-pound fish. And I always look at it like, man, something is going to fail well before that. It's going to be you or I are going to fail way before a 150-pound split ring is going to fail.
People have that misconception about line and everything, you know, the rating. And what that means is that's the tensile strength of the line or of the split ring, and there's no way you can apply 170-pound, pounds of pull before your line's going to break, your arm's going to rip out of the socket, the rod's going to break, but fish's, you know, mouth is going to rip. I mean, 170 pounds is never achievable, so, you know, that's more than enough.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if you're fishing with 20 pounds of drag pressure, which is a tremendous amount. You know, most people would scoff at that, but, you know, holding on to 20 pounds of drag pressure on a reel for any more than about 30 seconds.
That's like, a lot.
You really feel it, you know. And
that's a lot.
And sometimes as big fish fishing, we're as high as 28 and even into the low 30s. You know, that your drag is going to slip at 30 pounds. You got 150 more to go before you got to worry about that.
That's
it
crazy.
Is. If you have 30 pounds of drag, occasionally if you have line off the reel, smaller diameter amount of line, your drag goes up. And if the fish runs and the boat rocks the other way, it could spike to 40 or 50 for a minute second. But, if you're using 80 or 100 or 200-pound test line and a 170-pound swivel, you're never going to even spike for an instant up close to that.
Yeah, no doubt about
amazing.
It.
That's amazing. All right. Hey, you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a great new offshore fishing boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Check out their lineup of Defiance boats, perfect for the SoCal angler. When your outboard is ready for service, Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnet Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. H&H Marine has Blue Water Bait Tank, both sales and expert installation. Come check out the ultimate sports fishing machine, Defiance, including the popular Admiral 220. For outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, Defiance fishing boats, and bait tank systems. Check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnet Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at h&hmarineservice.com.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a great new offshore fishing boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Check out their lineup of Defiance boats, perfect for the SoCal angler. When your outboard is ready for service, Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnet Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. H&H Marine has blue water intake, both sales and expert installation. Come check out the ultimate sports fishing machine, Defiance, including the popular Admiral 220. For outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, Defiance fishing boats, and bait tank systems. Check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnet Avenue in Pacific Beach, on the web at hnhmarineservice.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having such a fun time this morning. You want to be a part of it? Lines are full, but when somebody does hang up, number's 213-432-1090. You've got your chance to win a pack of Seaguar fluorocarbon, man, a couple different kinds, gold label included.
Yeah, really cool prize pack from Seaguar. Floral Premier, pink and gold, and if you're not the lucky winner, man, come down to the raffle.
I didn't even know that. There's three of them?
Yeah, yeah, pink, gold, and okay. Premier we're giving away today.
That's
so, yeah,
good.
Really killer prize pack.
I thought it was a couple different ones.
Nice. Again... I just got to say a big thanks to Seaguar for exactly that. Every time we try to do a little event down at the landing, We always try to do a raffle, and it's the same thing. You know, a lot of the gear is donated by, you know, people of the industry, and we just sell tickets, and we give stuff away, and then we hand a check over to Friends of Rollo, and that's just what it is. You know, we don't use it as some big, you know, big deal. It's just a cool way to raise some money for Rollo, and Seaguar was so rad and donated a bunch of stuff, so there's probably 25 or 30 spools that are getting given away in the 2 days of raffling off down at the tackle sale.
Yep, they're the greatest, and I mean those spools range from, you know, 20 to 60 bucks. I mean
that was the thing yesterday when we were reading off the raffle stuff. It's like, okay, you know, you could glance over like, oh, you got a T-shirt, a jig, a pack of line labels, and a, you know, and a thing of Seaguar. You start adding up like, well, this is a $200 prize that somebody's getting right here. It was really fun. We had a good time. And again, if you want to get in on that, the money's going to Friends of Rollo. It's a great deal, and it's fun to win some prizes in the raffles today at Fisherman's Landing. Are at 10 and at 2.
And Steve Carson seminar 11
o'clock. You got it, yeah. And again, the little secret, you might have a chance to win some free fishing trips just by attending that Steve Carson seminar.
That's kind of cool, actually. Get to go on Taro or one of the overnight trips or... kind of cool.
Pretty sweet. With
the, yesterday was crazy, but today your chance in the raffle is probably going to be quite elevated because there's just going to be less people down here.
No doubt.
It's still going off, but you know, it's the same number of prizes, same dollar amount,
and you don't probably have to purchase anything. I mean, you don't have to be come down and spend a couple hundred bucks to be a part of the Steve Carson thing.
Right.
You just sit down and listen and win.
And the raffle ticket, you can spend $1 in the raffle, you know, and if your luck gets drawn, it's like your chances slightly increase. You get a better bang for your buck as it goes up. You know, one ticket's only $1. One ticket's $1, but you spend $5, you get 6 tickets.
Yep,
and if you spend $20, you get 25 tickets. So it's like a little increase as you roll on, and you know, the more money you spend sending kids fishing, the better chance you got to win something
there
cool.
There were some kids yesterday that Dallas was telling me about that they opened their pocket full of change and they scraped up $2 between the two of them, and they bought 2 raffle tickets. So, I mean, you don't have to be a high roller to win some prizes.
When we were counting out the money yesterday, there was like a bunch of pennies and nickels and dimes. Like, oh, so what is this? And she goes, yeah. It's what they had. You
know? They bought 2 tickets.
It was really cool. And one of them won a half-day trip going fishing on the dolphin.
No.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It was really fun. Well, the phones are packed, Doug. Everybody's dying to talk to us. Corey, why don't we jump into them?
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Rich. Rich Cone from Bradley. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Rich. Appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you, Corey. And I really enjoyed that little mini seminar you did a little earlier on the shallow water halibut fishing. And I've got some line questions. Yeah, like what would be the setup for line choices you would have for that shallow water halibut fishing? And when are the times when you would not use fluorocarbon? And what is your minimum that you would want to, for length that you would want to use for a leader with your fluorocarbon?
Well, those are all really good questions, Rich, and always I'm using fluorocarbon as part of it. Okay, that's part of the ingredient, and there's several different ways. One would be drop shotting, another way would be lead-headed slug, and the other would be lead-headed swim bait kind of stuff. And by far, and you know what, you could use the 5-inch weedless too, you know, and you've got some at Fisherman's Landing, 5-inch weedless rigged on a 7-aught Gamakatsu weighted swim bait hook is a lot of fun. As long as you're fishing like 5 to 7 feet or less, like surf stuff, it's like perfect. But by far my favorite pound test on that, on most of it, lead-headed slug, lead-headed swim bait, or like we talked about, the weedless swim bait would all, like, minimal 25-pound fluoro.
Okay.
And dirtier the water, I'm bumping up the
that's heavier than I would have thought.
Yeah, definitely.
I just think bay and I think bites, and that's one of the things that I learned so much when you talk about stuff like that is you're fishing for a bigger fish, and
that's exactly it.
And bass fishing, I would have never fished as heavy a fluoro if it hadn't been for Corey, and it just doesn't seem to deter any bites fishing heavier like that.
It doesn't. And Rich, honestly, 25 pound is pretty light. I mean, if you start talking a 12 or 15 pound halibut or more, you know, you've caught a couple other fish, bass, whatever, and a little bit of abrasion. You've had that knot tied on for 4 hours casting, and you hook a 12 or 15 pound halibut, which is totally common in the surf, trust me. Pretty much jeopardy at that point, you know? Yeah, so 25 minimum. I'm actually fishing 30 pound most often.
That's 30, cool.
30 pound fluoro, and when, like Rick said, calico fishing blows some people's minds. Like the Cedros thing, I won't bring less than 80 pound fluorocarbon. like period.
Yeah.
60 pound local is the smallest.
No kidding.
And if it's summer and they're biting and things are happening, 80 pound. I'm using nothing lighter than 80 pound. I've joked around about it, and I don't even know what, 120 or 100. I mean, some huge high level I've used, and it doesn't matter. Straight white Spectra, straight white Power Pro to the lure works.
How heavy do you like your braid to be on the reel, like the part that you're casting?
And so for the halibut and inshore, Tranks 200, 50-pound Power Pro is the baseline. The 300 size is going to be 65 pound braid for the calico. 65 or 80 pound But if I'm fishing halibut, 65, 50, kind of in that realm.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's it. It's so simple.
That's
cool. It's simple in the fact that it's heavy.
Are you using the John Collins
app for
that? I'm
so fired up to do that right now. I want to go do that so bad right now. That sounds awesome.
And obviously a lot of people are fired up talking about halibut fishing. And it's, to some people, it's not as fun, but they're reactionary bites. A lot of people think, you know, rig the you know, fishing bait, you know, rig that trailer hook and... And
oh, yeah.
Listen to me. A legal size halibut will eat an 8-inch mackerel.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're down the throat.
They're apex top line predator.
They are.
They ambush. They don't hide their body under the sand for nothing. They explode on that bait.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a reactionary bite,
it
just
is.
Like we're drawn from calico bass.
Yeah.
It's like a yellow eating a surface iron.
Yes.
It's that level of a reaction.
Yep.
Yes.
I dig that. You know, so many people talk about the trap hook. I just think a trap hook is a great thing for catching an 11-inch halibut that you weren't trying to catch in the beginning. But a real one is gonna eat it.
It's gone.
Yeah, the fish that you were fishing for doesn't need the trap hook.
All the ones
that you don't feel like dealing with, that's the ones that are getting that trap
hook.
And
we live in the middle of it, really. I mean, Cedros Island, you get them, and Monterey, you get them. You know, El Nino, they've been getting them really good in San Francisco Bay. But typically this zone from San Quintin to Santa Monica Bay, I mean, even, you know, up to Point Conception, Santa Barbara is the zone. We're right in the middle of
it. Yep. No, we're lucky to have that fish.
I get fired up.
That's cool.
Yeah, good stuff, Rich.
Yeah, no doubt, man. All right. Well, hey, another fun text came through from a friend. Hey, guys, do you have an ETA on the metered Max Quattro line or Power Pro? And what is a good knot to tie Spectra to a swiveled leader? That's from John Kupta and Laverne.
Oh, John Kupta.
I had to make that for a Fred Hall throwback.
I like it. He worked in our booth for several years up there at the Fred Hall show. And I don't know. I mean... Tackle is flowing slowly. I think everybody by now knows that. And there's, you know, 50 or 60 ships out in the Long Beach Harbor waiting to come in. And I don't know what the ETA is. Do you know, Rick?
I think that some of the lesser popular sizes are already available. I tried to get some 80-pound that wasn't. But I think that some of the smaller sizes that maybe don't make as much sense for us, flat fallen, are available now, which would lend me to believe that the larger ones are probably available. So, but I'm exactly the same. I don't. I'm just not sure.
And by metered, you mean is it marked every how often?
Power Pro came out with a cool line for this year, and I believe it's called...
Is it the 100 feet?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it's called offshore, but every 100 feet it'll go through a color chain.
Right,
so
right.
Where Depth Hunter was very cool, but it kind of hard to keep track because the colors...
You,
for the style of fishing that we do...
You'd lose track of every 100 feet.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah, and now just knowing, oh, I'm about halfway through red, I'm about halfway through green, you know, you're just going to have a pretty quick gauge as to where you're at. You know, somebody says they're 200 feet down, like, okay, there goes one color, there goes another color, let me go another 30 seconds, and I'm there, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, perfect.
But, yeah, so hopefully soon, John. Well, why don't we sneak back into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. Let's talk to Chris. Chris calling all the way from Hawaii. We appreciate you joining us. I'm sure you're listening on the app. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, fishermen, man. Just like you guys, fishing's in my blood.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so I grew up in Redondo fishing the tee for Bonita, and then I was in Vista a couple years ago caring for my mom with dementia, hit the lagoons down there for, like, a bunch of halibut. Some guys took me under their wings. But now I'm running a 16-foot double hole out here in Hawaii. And I got some things you guys might be interested in. There's this product I don't go out with. It's called Rescue Tape. It's water-resistant, gas-resistant. If you ever have any problems on your boat with lines or anything, this stuff has saved us. You can pick it up at Ace Hardware.
I can tell you another place that you can pick that up, Chris, and that's at Fisherman's Lighting Tackle, where Doug is smiling. We love that stuff.
Oh, okay.
You would know this, Chris, from Hawaii, is we use it a lot when we're making stiff rigs, like double hook stiff rigs, because it's a stretchy tape that adheres to itself. So, like, if we're wrapping, you know, if we're wrapping two lines, like, in a parallel jig that we want the lines to lay flush to each other, we use it a lot, which a lot of people don't know. I'll let out our little secret. We use that a lot when we're rigging our yummy flyers. You don't see it because we have it, like, tucked back into the lure. But, yeah, that's a good tip, Chris. That's great stuff.
And I've always got it at the Fred Hall show.
Yeah, we've got a rack full of it at the shop. We love that stuff.
Yeah, hey, man, fishing shores. I used to pound the shore for ulua's, what you call GTs, whipping up puhi eel. Anyway, 69 pounds was my big one, huh?
Oof. Oh,
those things are brutal.
Yeah.
Right
on. Chris, that's a great tip, buddy.
Hey, but the best ones, I got one for you. How about using a McDonald's straw on a hook for skippies, and then we catch those, use them for live bait? A McDonald's straw.
That's rad.
A one-inch section, white with
one
the
inch.
Red and blue stripe. But the latest thing, my buddies aren't listening, a piece of Mylar. Mylar strip, okay, on a spreader bar going down at our buoys for ahis, on an electric reel, it's automatic. I just got to find the depth that they're at. Oh, my God. Mylar strip.
That's cool, Chris. Well, hey, man, great report.
In the water?
That's cool.
It's
well, again, a great report, man. We appreciate some great info all the way from Hawaii, and I like the McDonald's straw for Skippies. That's cool, buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate the phone call, man, very much. Corey, let's jump back into him.
It just wouldn't be a show, Rick, if we didn't hear from Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
I had a guy come in the shop the other day, and he just randomly said, "Hey, you got a good name."
Good morning, Doug.
Oh, don't tell me. We lost our boy, Doug.
Really?
This is not the same.
Yeah,
we'll never have Doug on here without Doug from Montebello. Well, hopefully we can get Doug to slide back in there. Why don't we grab another one?
Let's talk to Lonnie. Lonnie Cohn from San Diego. Good morning, Lonnie. Thanks for joining us this morning on Let's Talk Hooker.
Morning, anglers.
Morning.
What's up, Lonnie?
I have a question. I leave out of Dana Landing, and I'm trying to catch some fish. I want to catch some yellowtail. Where's the closest place, and what kind of bait you recommend, and, like, what time of the day does it matter?
You're talking about Dana Landing in San Diego or Dana
yes.
Harbor
up
north?
Dana Landing. No, right?
Yeah.
Down here in San Diego.
I can tell you from the last 60 days, there was actually pretty darn good action right out in front, and actually, Johnny White spoke of it a couple weeks ago on the show, and there was some action, like, right in front and right in front of Crystal Pier, like in that two-mile section right there. There was a lot of life and surface iron fish caught in December, I can tell you
that.
That's awesome. But as far as, venturing toward La Jolla or?
Yeah, I mean, basically when you leave out of Mission Bay and, like you say, the last really few months, I mean, the stuff has sort of been around, popped up every once in a while. It's not getting with it yet. But
there's a lot of life.
But you have to, it's hunting. You have to go find them. So you've got to use your meter. A lot of times this time of year, they're going to be, you know, meter marks. And so you have your surface or your yo-yo jig ready. You have your surface iron ready. You get out there anywhere in that, you know, 150 to 250 foot of water and just start cruising up north. Keep your eye out for the birds. Keep your eye on the meter. Some guys will even just start right outside Mission Bay, and you can slow troll a mackerel all the way up to La Jolla. It's just a very random, and it's just going to happen all of a sudden. The birds are going to come up. That's going to be your one shot for the day.
That's it. Good call. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right, we're going to be right back, and Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this three-pack of Seaguar fluorocarbon when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parker Parker's in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Here having a great time this morning, talking fishing, talking fun, and man, the big winner, Corey, of that assorted Seaguar fluorocarbon kit, including Fluoro Premier, pink and gold label.
Super stoked, Brian from Arupa Valley.
Ooh, right on, Brian. Congrats. You're going to be stoked with that pack. And what a fun day this was, man. No agenda. Like I said, we had to have somebody slide out last minute, and just a lot of fun talking tackle and talking fishing, right? and talking fish and a great time and a lot of fun. And so cool that Doug was able to join us. You know, we're right next door in the backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, a great day today. It's the final day of the spring sale at Fisherman's Landing. Doug, one more time, give us a little rundown of the particulars.
Yeah, I mean, it's every category, rods, reels, line, lures, clothing, tackle boxes, you know, some of them are buy two, get one free. Some of them are, you know, a percentage off. We're doing a lot of free Spectra deals on the reels. We got the raffle at 10 and 2. We've got Steve Carson giving a great seminar at 11 o'clock down here under the big tent. And come on down, see the boats, get yourself some lunch at one of the great restaurants along the waterfront here, and we'll help you hook up with some tackle.
Yeah, you might win a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods.
Exactly.
You might win a $25 to Pizza Nova. Like, there was a couple of those that were won in the raffle yesterday. Guys, like, I'm going to use this right now.
No doubt.
It was a lot of fun and a great time. There was a really fun couple that said they were listening to the show yesterday. They live up in Menifee, and they were listening to the show, and they heard the deals, and they thought, we don't got anything going on. Let's just cruise down. And they came down, and we had a really good time. And they won some raffle stuff. It was just it was a lot of fun.
How awesome.
It's a great day and a great time. And like I said, it's just there's no Long Beach this year, so this is the next best thing.
This is it.
That's it. Well, if somebody wants to find us, super easy. Everybody knows how to get to Fisherman's Landing.
Yep, come on down to Fisherman's Landing. If you got questions, 619-221-8506.
All right. And website for Fisherman's Landing, you guys want infos on boats and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, just fishermanslanding.com, as simple as that.
That's it, right on.
When does Carl start running? I know Bug's running next week.
He's going to be running around the 1st of April. He did extensive boat work. You are going to be blown away. Brand new deck, brand new bait tank, all kinds of stuff on that boat. It's going to be spectacular.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun. Hey, well, speaking of fun, we got another couple of great shows coming for you next week. And next Saturday, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Yusef from Cutwater Spirits. That's going to be a great time. And then next Sunday, Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacifica. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup and a lot of fun. Big thanks to Adam and Andrew for keeping us on the air and taking such good care of us. We'll talk to you next week. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.